progressed and drew toward the end, he would begin to make his way, make his move to the front, and hopefully win. Well, as he was running that race and started to make his way, make his move, he fell. He tripped, and he fell down in Olympic Stadium, a stadium packed with people watching and millions around the world watching. He fell down. But no sooner did he fall down, did he pick himself up, start running, and he won the gold medal. Absolutely incredible. You can't make stuff like that up. Maybe some of you tonight will go home and go on YouTube and find that race. Believe me, it happened. He fell down, but he got up and ran and won the Olympic gold medal anyway. Tonight, what I would encourage all of us to do is to consider our own running of the race. And if we have fallen down, if you have fallen down tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to urge you to get up and to run. Get up and run. If you've fallen, don't stay down too long. When we sin, when we fall, it's hard to get up. It hurts when you fall. It's humiliating when you fall. Sometimes we might just as well feel as if we'll just lay down. The longer you stay down, the harder it's going to be for you to get up and run. The adversary, our opponent, the devil, he wants us to fall down and he wants us to stay down. And the longer we stay down, the less we can do to win the race, the less we can do to encourage and help others who are running the race. The Bible is filled with passages that urge us. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you have been running the race for a very long time. How much longer we have in the race of life, none of us knows. But all of us are aware of how quickly life seems to be passing us by. And none of us has time to lay down and to wallow in our faults. None of us has time to lay down in self-pity. Woe is me. You've got to get up. In Romans chapter 13 and verses 11 through 14, Paul says, knowing the time that it is now high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than we believe, when we believed. And that it is. Our salvation is nearer today than it was yesterday. And if God gives us another day, tomorrow it'll be closer than it was today. He says, the night is far spent and day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Sometimes people will fall down, they'll get pulled back into sin and they'll think, well, it's not so bad down here. Now, there's a lot of people who've fallen down. There's a lot of people who've given up and quit. Paul says to make no provision for the flesh. He says you don't have time to waste. Arm yourself with Jesus Christ and get busy serving Him. In Ephesians chapter 5, in a very similar way, in verses 14 through 17, he says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Maybe one of the reasons you fell down was because you were not very cautious in how you were running. I mean, if you've ever run anywhere, you know you've got to watch what's in front of you. And if there's a hole, you got to go around the hole. If something comes in your way, you got to dodge it and get around it. Paul here, he says in Ephesians 5, to walk circumspectly. Be aware of your surroundings. I tried to urge you to be aware of your surroundings last night. We do not serve our salvation and the salvation of others at all by ignoring the sin that is always around us. We must be wise, using the will of the Lord to make judgments. And when we need to move one way or the other to avoid sin, then that's what we must do. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in the first three verses, Paul says, "For as then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wines, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries." Christians have pasts. We all have a past. And as Christians look back and reflect upon their past, what they will realize, or what they must realize, is that they wasted their life. The time and opportunity that God blessed us with in the past when we lived in sin, we wasted it all. And in a certain way, Peter asked the question, well, don't you think you've wasted enough time already? Sometimes as Christians, though, we go and we waste more time. And we don't have time to waste. If you've fallen, don't stay down too long. Collect yourself, get back up, and start running again. Building on this point, though, if you've fallen, don't dwell on your fall. Mo Farah, when he was running in that 10,000-meter race, he didn't think about, oh, I've just fallen down. Oh, this is terrible. I'm going to lose.